This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Monday, August the 2nd. So that would be what? 8/2/21, right? If I've got all of my ducks in a row here, and I got lots of ducks on the farm. Have you seen pictures, ladies? If you go to eastleyfarm.com, the pictures of the ducks taking. We set up a calf drinking pool.
I saw cows this weekend. You've been doing a lot of posting, actually. It looks good.
There's not only that, but the ducks have taken over the calves' watering hole. So they're just not going to the ducks. When the calves come over, the ducks are quack, 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 quack. And so the calves go away until the ducks get out of the water. It's really kind of fun to see life as it is.
You need security guards. You should just get a bunch of,
Well, you know who the security guards are? The security guards are the guinea hens. Have you ever been around guinea hens? They are the noisiest. We've got a flock of them that just came. They sort of just showed up. A lot of people just drive by the farm and they have these little things that they are growing at home and they don't know what to do with them, so they drop them in a box in the driveway and then we take them from there. But it's very interesting to see the animal kingdom. It's kind of fun. Life doesn't unravel. They figure out how to get along with one another. The ducks get along with the chickens. Chickens get along with the goats. Goats get along with the rabbits. Everybody's all living sort of in a commune. And everybody gets along with the cows. It really is a great lesson in life. We could do well to learn from it somewhat. The Congress of the United States has passed a $2.1 billion capital security funding bill. Now it goes, I guess, to the president for his signature. It provides funding for the Capitol Police, National Guard, and other agencies to cover the costs that they had during January 6th. So how these people were on duty. They were being paid for the regular job. So how does it cost $2 billion to pay the bill for people doing what they were supposed to be doing in the first place? I never understood this sort of thing. We're going to pay them. They already got paid. They got a check. So why do we have $2 billion? I understand fixing the stuff that these jerks messed up, that they destroyed.
You know, this is what I think is not getting enough attention, and I think that if it were not as political as it has become, if this were a police force, let's say, in just a city instead of the Capitol Police, that people would be, I don't know, I think more looking for real answers. I mean, one of the least talked about things that happened on January 6th is why the Capitol Police turned down National Guard protection that President Trump's administration had offered them. Do you want the National Guard? They said no. Who also gave the stand down
order? What's the reason for them?
Right. What's the reason? We really haven't heard that. We also haven't heard about why some of the officers were just moving back the barricades. And this is not just hearsay. I mean, there are videos that show the officers are like, come on in. Just don't wreck anything. Come on in.
All right, yeah.
And so I think if this had happened in any other police station or police jurisdiction around the country, people would be going nuts about what's going on.
I don't understand. The package has $70 million in salaries.
Right.
Why? These people are on duty. They're getting paid anyway. So why are we giving them another $70 million?
I think their funding was running out, so they had to they had to pass something. And I don't have a problem funding. I mean,
funding
obviously,
for what?
I think
for the Capitol Police.
Yes. They're
going to fire everybody because they don't have enough. They don't have a budget that pays them X number of dollars. The budget that we pass every year that's $3 trillion or whatever the heck it is these days. It doesn't include paying the Capitol Police. They are on their own.
It's my understanding that you have to pass funding for that. It's part of security measures that the Capitol will pass for itself.
Sounds like a joke.
I just have questions about the inner workings of this. Who made those decisions? I know there was some upheaval at the Capitol Police after this. I think it just for transparency, so we know what happened, so we don't happen again. So it doesn't happen again, right? I mean, knowing that you can
will
just walk into the Capitol
so
isn't a great
again?
Message.
Will knowing all that fix it so that it doesn't happen again?
I think think addressing the mistakes that were made, certainly, in the run-up to it. Yes, I think it's important to
know. A lot of mistakes that were made that are very obvious, frankly. A lot of people should be fired who haven't been fired yet. That's the way I look at it. The United States and China last week started talks. The talks were general in nature, and then they became very specific when the United States asked the Chinese government why they were digging 110 new silos that could only be used for launching nuclear weapons. The Chinese got very testy, they got arrogant, they got angry, and the talks stopped. So what are we, once again, I know some of you think that I'm really, really tough on the Chinese. I may be overemphasizing it so you get the message about what our relationship is versus what it ought to be in my mind. These people are up to no good. They are interested in controlling the world, and they're doing it on our dime. Basically, we've allowed them, we've pushed them, we've encouraged them to develop into the nation that they are. Arrogant, difficult, and basically say, well, we hold all your debt and we make everything over here for you and the rest of the world. So what are you going to do? Shut us down? And that's where we are.
Right.
Yeah, of course they are. And so what are we going to do now is the question. And I think that is the question. What are we going to do? I know how individually I can do it, and you can too, by being aware of where this stuff is when you buy things on Amazon, or you buy them at Tractor Supply, or you buy them in the hardware store, or wherever you go. Don't buy stuff made in China. It has to start with you. And then we incentivize people to bring their businesses or create businesses here and not overseas, that kind of stuff. I don't think it takes a lot of foresight or intelligence to figure out how to do this. It takes a little starch, and that may be a little lacking with some of our leaders. But and then an example of that, not even nationally. Look at the situation in California. My children have both been visiting here for the past month. Had a wonderful time with both of them. My son went home Sunday morning. My daughter was here a couple of weeks ago, and it was just a great time for all of us. And one of the things that we talked about was living in California and whether they stay living in California or they don't. And one of the things that is a problem is there isn't enough water to even drink in California.
There are communities that are very close to being without water now.
Yeah. So
about 12 of them.
What's the leadership doing? The leadership is only worried about running for re-election or doing whatever. They don't solve any problems. And this is the problem across the board.
So, like, you turn your tap on and nothing comes out.
Nothing will come out. There are 12 communities in California right now. The risk of having that happen if they can't figure out something.
And then what's the answer going to be? They're going to hand out bottles of water?
They'll hand out bottles of water, or they'll try to make a deal with some other water district or some other place they can try to source water in. It's really precarious. And it's because of all of the environmental restrictions, number one, because they've let out a lot of rainwater that was supposed to be collected because they wanted to save the Delta smelt, which is like an anchovy.
Yeah.
There is farm industry drying up.
Yeah.
I mean, and they're not collecting the water when it falls. It is so insane. But I do want to ask you, just while we're talking about California, I've been dying to ask you this question all weekend. And so I'm
commandeering
you. You particularly, but obviously fodder for conversation for all of us. So big story in California this weekend is that bacon may go extinct in California supermarkets.
Mm-hmm.
And it's because there is a new law, or beginning next year, they're going to start, California's already got the law on the books, but they're going to start enforcing an animal welfare proposition, mm-hmm. which was approved by voters in 2018. It requires more space for breeding pigs, chickens, and veal calves.
Right.
National veal and egg. Well, yes, but no, because, yes, I agree. Look, veal, I don't eat veal. I choose not to because I think it's...
Pigs are in pens that are so small they can't even turn around.
Some are.
But here's the problem. This is going to... Only 4% of hog operations in the country are compliant. Only 4%.
Yes. Right.
Which means that anybody who is not compliant, even if you're a farmer that's outside of California, you cannot bring your products in to California supermarkets.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm curious to know what you think about that, because California will lose, and this is according to the report, almost all of its pork supply, which comes from Iowa, from other states in the Midwest. So what do you think? I mean, this is going to hurt farmers,
well,
for sure, if they're not able to sell products in California.
Right. So this is the war, partially, it's the war between big ag and the family farmer. And this is something that on the American Family Farmer Show, if I can plug one of the programs that I do, you can find it at AmericanFamilyFarmerShow.com, that is a regular conversation, not only pork, but there are other products, Jennifer, and you mentioned veal, and you've mentioned chicken,
and eggs.
All of that stuff. Those are all things that are being, the contorted way that these animals are being raised now, not on the family farm, but in the huge agribusinesses, the big warehouses that have 30, 40, 50,000 chickens in them.
Mm-hmm.
At
I get it.
One
but that's
time.
The reality right now. So what do you do?
Right.
What do you say to California? Should they be allowing all pork products to come in, or should they just cut down people's ability to find
this
pork?
This is a good thing for family farmers.
It is.
Because they get to jump to the front of the line and maybe get some contracts going because they're already compliant.
Whether they're smart enough
compliant.
To figure that out in California remains to be seen. The other part of the wild card here is that most the agribusiness that controls most of the pork supply in America at the moment is owned by the Chinese government. Smithfield Farm is no longer an American-owned company. It belongs to the Chinese. They are shipping most of the good pork that they can back to China. They're bringing pork back to this country from China that is not, shall we say, acceptable, or it isn't of the quality. And because there's no tracing of labels, because we don't allow that in California, and the big ag outfits don't want you to know where the stuff comes from, that compounds the issue. So California's not looking at this the right way. This animal welfare law is sort of supercilious, because they really don't know where the pork is coming from. It's masked well enough. So the idea is okay, but because they really can't follow it back, they've come up with these generalities. Well, pigs are not being raised properly, but you're not looking into what the bigger picture and the bigger problem is. Does that make sense? Do you understand what I'm saying? It's a big problem not only for California, but for everybody. And California may make it difficult for you to find bacon or pork chops or whatever, but they're specious. Their argument is specious because they don't really know where the stuff's coming from anyway. There's no way of tracking it or tracing it because the big ag interests have curtailed or kept the following. You know, like when you hear on the air, we have product recalls. They put a number on the package of peanuts, if that's what it is. And so you can look at the package of peanuts and say, okay, that's bad.
Yeah,
there's
like a lot number.
But you can't do that with meat. It isn't done with most produce because it's
they must be able to do something, though, because they're going to be able to trade. But no, I know.
They'll tell you that they are, but
California is obviously able to do something because
they
don't reach these.
They're giving you a bunch of smoke and mirrors, swerba. It is not. They can't prove where that stuff comes from any more than you can or I can. It's so mad.
Then how can they know if it comes from a place without compliance if they don't have a way of tracking them?
That's a very good question.
They must have contracts, right? They probably have contract. They have contracts with these farmers or with these big agribusinesses.
Sure.
But beyond that, yeah.
But they don't have a stamp on the side of the beef that says this is from farm 182536. They don't know where this stuff comes from. This is a big ruse, and you're getting jobbed by people who are under the influence of the big agribusinesses. That's what's going on, Jennifer. And whether people in California are smart enough to figure it out or not, this would be a great conversation. I'd love to be a guest on your morning program on KRLA and tell that story to your audience.
Yeah, it's very confusing. I don't know
it
how
is.
To track it.
Yeah.
Anyway.
So
yeah.
Invite me to come on sometime when Larry's there, and
perfect.
We can have a nice three-way conversation.
Larry's there.
All right. That'd be kind of fun, actually. Larry for governor. Yeah. All right. Whoops, wait a minute. Look at it. We're already at 21 after the hour. Good heavens. How exciting is that?
For over 20 years, Extendivite has been helping people. Here is a testimonial from Amazon.com. Glad I found this product. I am 51 years old and started getting headaches a couple of times a week. I went to the doctor and my blood pressure was a little high at around 150 over 95. I found out about Extendivite and I ordered some to try it. Immediately, I felt better, and it lowered my blood pressure and my headaches went away almost instant. I have been taking it now for about 4 months, and I am so glad I found this product. You won't be disappointed. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
We are GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. We've got listeners, lots of them. Around the world, around the clock, our listeners do what listeners do. They listen. And you know what listeners got? Needs. Needs for your products, your services, and money to buy those needs. With our network of over 1,000 radio stations, streaming on the web, and our satellite transmissions, we're reaching our listeners with quality conservative programming. But there's something our listeners don't have. Your offer to meet their needs. Any business needs buyers. But if our listeners don't hear your message, they're still going to buy what they need, just not from your business. So let's fix this. Tell us about your business. Then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message for our GCN listeners. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email. advertise@gcnlive.com.
It's 20 after the hour. Thank you, Jay. Jay Kirshner is here now. It's her time to shine, even though I like her to shine all the time, along with Victoria and Jennifer. The idea of how much money youngsters can make in professional football, baseball, basketball, is being underscored by a new contract about which we will speak in a moment.
I'm Greg. I'm 68 years old. I grew up in Cleveland, Ohio, majored in business administration. I do motivational speaking in addition to substitute teaching. Part of the reason for my motivational speaking is I kind of feel like I have a calling or giving back to the younger generation. You know, the golden rule is do unto others you'd have them do unto you. My wife, Wanda, is a senior flight attendant. She's been flying for over 30 years. We do laugh quite a bit. I think most adults will start realizing that they don't recall things as quickly as they used to, or they don't remember things as vividly as they once did. I've been taking Prevagen for about 3 years now. People say to me periodically, man, you got a memory like an elephant. It's really, really helped me tremendously.
Prevagen, healthier brain, better life. Greg Fraley is a paid testimonialist and real Prevagen user. Based on a clinical study of subgroups of individuals who were cognitively normal or mildly impaired, this product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Good morning, Private!
Good morning, Sergeant!
I mean, seriously, what a pleasant morning. The sun is shining and the birds are chirping.
You seem to be in a good mood today.
Astute observation, Private! Astute!
He's probably happy because he found out Honey Nut Cheerios can help lower cholesterol as part of a heart-healthy diet.
So, in lieu of the obstacle course today, I propose a nice meditative nature walk. Does that sound delightful to everyone?
Yes, Sergeant!
Have a change of heart with Honey Nut Cheerios. Learn more about Honey Nut Cheerios by picking up a box at your local store.
It's 25 past the hour. I have to finish that, Victoria. The conversation, Jay, we were just talking about my son and him being a basketball player, and he was very good in high school, played a little in college, and then he broke both of his wrists, and he hurt his back, so he stopped playing. And over the weekend, he published a picture. He and his wife went to visit his school, and he sat on the steps of the dormitory, and his caption, you probably saw this, Victoria, was, "This is where I lived as a student in high school the year my wife was born."
Really?
Yeah.
No way.
Yeah, yeah, right.
Oh, my gosh. Yeah, I just saw it. I mean, wow.
Yeah. Okay. Anyway, let's go back to basketball. I wish my son had stayed playing. Maybe he could get a piece of this $36 million a year that this kid Leonard is getting. These numbers are astronomical. He could be signing a contract for a five-year, $235 million payday. Woo!
Yeah, this is, I mean, can you imagine the opportunity of $36 million and you can be like, that's not enough. I can definitely make more. I'm going to turn that down. So he's a free agent and he's turned down the $36 million.
And how old is this kid?
He's 30. He was drafted by the San Antonio Spurs in 2011, played with them until 2018, went to the Toronto Raptors until 2019, and has been with the Clippers since.
Let's compare this, Jay and Victoria, to Kobe, for example. What kind of dough, or to LeBron? What kind of dough was Kobe making right out of school? And what kind of dough did LeBron, when he was 18 getting out of high school, make? Do you remember?
Well,
anybody remember?
I don't know. I don't follow basketball, but I remember seeing the headlines, certainly, that, you know, LeBron was 18 and making all this money in the NBA. So yeah. I don't know what his initial contract was. But,
good Lord.
Yeah. I mean, but 200 and something million for a five-year deal, that's like not unheard of, you know.
I'll sign up for that. Are you going to sign up with me for that?
Stay healthy there, because right now he's still nursing an ACL issue. He had a foot issue prior to that, and even though he's turned down the player option, he does want to stay with the Clippers. He's not trying to leave.
Yeah. All right. Well, listen. God love him, and congratulations to him and the people his agent, especially for being able to extract that kind of dough. From people that own these teams. 28 past the hour.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all of your car care needs. We're close, convenient, and known for our guaranteed everyday low prices and excellent customer service. For professional parts people you can trust, stop by your local O'Reilly Auto Parts today. O'Reilly Auto parts, better prices every day.
These may be uncertain times, but what is certain is that every family needs a reliable thermometer. Protect your family with the Exogen Temporal Scanner, the only home thermometer used and recommended by hospitals, physicians, and clinics. Stay safe with Exogen.
Nothing beats the feel of a great towel when you step out of the shower. Wrap yourself in nothing but the best with the MyPillow towel set. Every MyPillow towel is made from proprietary technology, makes them highly absorbent and soft to the touch. Plus, with a 60-day money-back guarantee, you can try them for yourself and return them if you don't like them. Made with cotton grown in the U.S., available in a variety of colors, every towel set comes with two bath towels, two hand towels, and a washcloth two-pack. For a limited time, get the MyPillow six-piece towel set, usually $109.99, for just $39.99, using the promo code DJV. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the radio listener special square, enter the promo code DJV. While you're there, take advantage of the deep discounts you can get from using the DJV code on all the MyPillow products right there online, MyPillow.com. Six-piece towel set for $39.99 right now with the promo code DJV at MyPillow.com.
Angie's List is now Angie. Summer is the perfect time to book your next home project. From lawn care to a new patio, Angie makes it simple to connect with pros who can get the job done right. See reviews, upfront pricing, and instantly book hundreds of projects. Plus, when you book and pay through Angie, we'll cover your project up to the full purchase price, plus limited damage protection with our happiness guarantee. Check out Angie.com, and for more on the happiness guarantee, go to Angie.com/happiness.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News.
I'm Brad Bernards. Louisiana Attorney General Jeff Landry is opposing vaccine mandates at in-state colleges and universities, saying they violate student rights. Landry sent a letter to Edward Via College of Osteopathic Medicine warning of a possible lawsuit if the college doesn't amend its vaccination policy. Representative Adam Kinzinger, Republican of Illinois, said on Sunday that he would support the House Select Committee investigating the January 6th Capitol riot in issuing subpoenas to Republican members of Congress. Kinzinger told ABC's This Week that he would be in favor of issuing subpoenas to Representative Jim Jordan and House Minority Leader Kevin McCarthy.
I would support subpoenas to anybody that can shed light on that. If that's the leader, that's the leader. If it's anybody that talked to the president that can provide us that information, I want to know what the president was doing.
This is USA Radio News.
We have all seen and perhaps used the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you ever noticed how it dries your skin, and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? With bacteria and virus problems, sanitizers and hand washing are the first line of defense against infectious disease. GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam meeting or exceeding all requirements as set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration as a first aid antiseptic. When it comes to sanitizers, it only makes sense that it lasts till the next application and doesn't dry and crack your skin, inviting infection. For long-lasting alcohol-free sanitizing, come to GCNteam.com keyword antibacterial. That's GCNteam.com antibacterial or call 877-878-4203. 877-878-4203.
President Joe Biden entered office vowing to reverse what he cast as cruel policies put in place by President Donald Trump. The Biden administration has a new border strategy focused on illegal migration. With more, here's USA's Dan Naraki.
The Biden administration unveiled its strategy last week for dealing with the surge of illegal immigration at the southern border. Focusing on the root causes of migration from Central America, the strategy unveiled by Vice President Kamala Harris cites corruption, poverty, trafficking, and violence as main root causes driving people to the U.S. border and promised more sustained efforts to help those countries address them. National Border Patrol Council President Brandon Judd says he's not confident in the White House's policy proposal. He tells Fox News that the president should focus on areas where the U.S. already has the authority to address the issue on our own border.
They don't give any substance to how they're actually going to do it. They talk about corruption inside of those countries. They talk about the democratic process inside of those countries. They talk about the rule of law inside of those countries. We don't have any authority in those countries. Where we do have authority and where we can make a difference is right at our borders. And if we would do what we need to do, we could shut this off immediately. We saw that under President Donald Trump. This administration just will not do what they need to do to secure our border right now in real time.
From the USA Radio News Ohio Bureau, I'm Dan Naraki.
For USA Radio News, I'm Brad Bernards.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILING them.com.
Now 34 after the hour. I'm Doug Steffen. It's Monday, August the 2nd here. Hope you're enjoying the ride along with us. The journey is 99% of the experience. Where your head is the, well, taking the trip, for me, anyway, is kind of a cool thing. You go on the trip. I like to go, I get in the car and drive somewhere, get in the truck and drive somewhere, get to the airport, take a plane, go someplace. So I find that I get excited about going in and starting the process with the ride. And then when you get there, okay, maybe, you know, it's kind of, it's over, but yet it isn't over. You know what I mean? But it's the anticipation. Like, I'm going to have to go to Florida for the day on Thursday. And, you know, I've flown millions of miles, and I have a casualness about flying that most people are put off by, because it's, for me, it's like turning the television set on and just watch. But I like it. It's fun. And then when you get there, it seems anticlimactic until the next time you take a trip. Now, I may have to change my thoughts a little bit, because if you look at the stats, flight attendants are having a hard time. There are stories every day about hostile passengers. Flight attendants now because they have to enforce the mask mandates on top of whatever other safety procedures are required on board. Apparently, the unions are saying that they are feeling their members are feeling much less safe about doing their job. So, Victoria and Jay, I saw that 85% of 5,000 attendants, flight attendants who were surveyed, say that they have had to deal with unruly passengers at one time or another during the year. 60% said they had to deal with at least 5 incidents. 17% say they experienced a physical incident. 84% say they've experienced unruly behavior actually when the plane was in the air. You know, a lot of times it's people getting on the plane, they don't want to wear the mask, they throw them off the plane. But once you're in the air, what are you going to do? Open the window, open the door, and throw them out at 35,000 feet? Not likely. Now, some of the things, imagine how you would deal with this. Always drunk passengers have been a problem. They just, you know, they shouldn't be serving alcohol, I don't think. But the greedy so-and-sos that run the airlines make a lot of money selling booze
to
passengers.
Well, and also, some people are nervous to fly, and they need a cocktail on board to, you know.
I
think that there should be a limit because people are drunk and belligerent, and flight attendants, you know, normally they have not a fun job as it is, and then when you add in having to, you know, police people wearing masks, that's a lot to ask of them.
Mm-hmm.
It's the same thing that, you know, a lot of servers and hosts and stuff are finding in restaurants. You know, they have to walk around depending on where you are, you know, when they had mask mandates and things like that. You're asking people to go above and beyond the scope of their actual job and police people. And I think it should be air marshals on flights. I don't think that flight attendants should have to be involved in that. I think air marshals should make themselves very well known and, you know, here you go. These are the rules. Or get off the plane.
At 35,000 feet.
Well, they arrest you on the plane then. They'll zip tie you.
Exactly. So anyway, apparently that the it's not only drunk passengers, but people are peeing on this floor.
People are worse than animals. I don't even want to say animals because animals are cleaner.
Punching
than
the
most
back
humans.
Of seats. That's something I won't tolerate. If some kid is sitting behind me and he's kicking the seat, I'll turn around and look at the mother and say, "That's better. That has to stop." That happens a lot. And the mother looks at you. No, it's your responsibility to take care of that child, and kicking my seat is not acceptable. And how do you find it? How do you like me to sit behind you and I'll kick the seat? What do you like?
For people sitting in front of somebody and they want to recline their seat, just take a second and look back and make sure the person's not.
I've had people in my lap. Awful.
No, I've had somebody almost break my laptop because the way it was on that table and they went to recline and I had to tell them, I'm like, oh, wait, stop real quick, please. That my laptop's about to crack. If you just put your seat all the way up, I'll put my laptop down and then you can recline. And I mean, the person was very nice. But it was one
of
those things.
Well, you're lucky because
like,
a lot of the times they're not.
No.
Yeah.
No, they aren't nice. That's
people are just so angry and so reactive anymore. Nobody wants to think.
Yeah.
Think
right,
and be kind.
Exactly. And so I think that's the circumstance that we're talking about here. Imagine throwing food at somebody, you know.
I mean,
that
I know you have
stuff.
To go on a business trip, but I'm not like looking to fly anytime soon. I mean, just because I'd be around these people, no thanks.
Yeah.
It does not make me want to get back out there and travel.
People want to say kids misbehave. Well, look at the adults.
Parents, hello. Yeah. That's why I don't want to ride in the back of the plane. I won't go anywhere if I can't sit up front.
Well, you're lucky that you have that option, but for us to travel, we wouldn't have that option. So, you know, I don't really want to get in here into the steerage, but, you know, I mean, these people are acting like, subhumans.
Yeah, they're pigs. That's really it. They're just pigs. So anyway, this is a situation that is finding no solution, no immediate solution, anyway, as far as traveling is concerned, but lots of people are going on adventures this summer all about reconnecting with family and friends. That certainly has been the case with me and my family. How about with yours? A lot of people got together sharing, still are, got another month or so of vacation, share experiences, create new memories. Here's Andy Solomon with something for you to think about.
places like the Chickasaw National Capitol, Chickasaw Council House Museum, and the Chuck Mosky Gallery in showcasing first American culture.
From the aspiring explorer to the well-traveled foodie, you'll find something for everyone.
Explore one of the largest collections of Western and first American art and artifacts at Chisholm Trail Heritage Center. Discover local fried pies or a dinosaur roadside ranch. Chickasaw Country has unique outdoor experiences like the Chickasaw National Recreation Area and floating cabins on Lake Murray.
Learn more at ChickasawCountry.com.
For eligible individuals 18 or older only, not available in Oregon or West Virginia, results vary. See website for details and important safety information.
If your hearing aids are 2 years old or older, you may be missing out on the huge advancement in hearing aid technology now available with Lively Hearing Aids. Switching to Lively Hearing Aids is like going from this to this. You'll be amazed at the difference. Our rechargeable hearing aids last up to 30 hours without a charge. Bluetooth enabled, they can stream music and calls directly through your hearing aids. And adjustable settings in the Lively app put you in control of your hearing. If you've been waiting to replace your current hearing aids because of the cost, the price of Lively hearing aids will be music to your ears. Lively hearing aids cost half the price of most hearing aids, and they're backed by a 100-day money-back guarantee. Try Lively today risk-free for 100 days and save $100 at listenlively.com/radio. That's listenlively.com/radio. listenlively.com/radio.
The weather can be unpredictable. Be prepared with windshield wipers that can handle anything. Michelin Endurance XT silicone wiper blades are real-world proven for extreme weather performance, lasting 2 times longer than other blades. New Michelin Endurance XT silicone wiper blades, only available at Walmart.
These may be uncertain times, but what is certain is that every family needs a reliable thermometer. Protect your family with the Exergen Temporal Scanner, the only home thermometer used and recommended by hospitals, physicians, and clinics. Stay safe.
I said Chantilly Lace and Eggshell, not matte.
Colby's Interior Design Consultancy is floored with new clients.
Wait, what am I looking at here? This looks like plaid.
They need an admin with an eye for design and a knack for numbers.
Okay, hey, Luke, take a look at this. Do those numbers look right?
Indeed can help them hire great people fast.
I need Indeed.
Indeed you do. Screen for quality candidates with the skills your role needs with Indeed Assessments. Visit Indeed.com/credit and get $75 towards your first sponsored job. Terms and conditions apply.
Have you wanted to speak a new language but thought it'd be too difficult or take too much time? Then try Babbel. In just 15 minutes a day, Babbel teaches you conversations that you will actually use. With 14 languages and lesson topics like travel, business, relationships, and more, you'll learn what matters most to you. Babbel. Language for life. Learn a new language with ease. Go to Babbel.com to try for free. That's Babbel.com.
This is Renee.
Happy to be here.
She's not some influencer. She's more of a groundbreaker, turning her 4-acre lot into a little slice of heaven behind the wheel of a John Deere 1 Series tractor. Renee runs with us because the most important job is the next one.
That's all I got.
Nothing runs like a deer. Get a 1 Series tractor for just $99 per month at your John Deere dealer today. For additional cost information, please call toll-free 855-633-2315.
With protection for your motorcycle, boat, and RV, your Progressive policy works the way it's supposed to. Unlike this indecisive sports talk host.
All right, welcome to the Big Shark Show.
Hey, Big Shark, any predictions for the game tonight?
Well, if you ask me, they are definitely going to win big, but I also think there's a chance they don't win. It's just my gut that they will. Or they won't, but I do have a hunch that whatever happens, we will definitely know when it does.
Wait, so...
Either way, they always seem to come up with a big play, or sometimes just a smaller one.
Switch to Progressive today.
Bottom line, they're going to win. Or lose.
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates.
In our step here, Victoria Keelan has a great voice, a great manner, and a good giggle. Jay Kirshner, I really think, is so sweet, and that's nice. I think sweetness counts. You know, it used to be accuracy counts. Now it's sweetness. Sweetness counts. We were talking about airlines and stuff, and I had a couple of conversations together. You'll laugh at this. The stuff is really developing in garden. The guys planted a big garden this year, and so I'm now in the process of marinating some yellow squash and onions from the garden. And the reason I'm mentioning is because I can't get away the wafting of the fragrance of the marinade and the way it's cooking is just sort of infiltrated the whole house. And it smells good, actually. I haven't done anything like that for a long time. But it's fun this time of year to have all of the veggies and things that come out of the garden. Something, if you have the space, you know, you can grow things on the windowsill if you want. Yeah, that kind of thing. Speaking of food, United Airlines is going to let you pre-order food and snacks online before you get on the plane. So is this option important? Will that get you to fly United? You don't like United, do you, Victoria?
No, but I have like I have two canceled tickets with them now in credit because they won't give me my money back because apparently there was no pandemic. So so I have to fly with them at some point again in the future. But
so you can order
I think they're
your
miserable.
Snack. Yeah.
Great.
I'm interested to see how United does. If people are going to forget about the MAX, because I think I told you a couple of weeks ago, United made a deal with Boeing to buy all of the MAXs that were produced when the MAXs were grounded. Boeing kept making the planes, and they made 240 or 50 or 60 of them, and they were sitting at various airports around the country, and nobody owned them. So United went to Boeing and said, okay, we'll take them all. What can you do for
great.
Us? And so they have. Didn't I? Were you here? Not here the day I told that story. Maybe you weren't.
I must have missed that one.
Yep. No, they bought every single MAX that was. Like I said, 258 of them, and they're putting them now. They're beginning now to put them into the fleet. Between now and the end of the year, they'll have them all in service, and they're taking out all the old MD-80s and everything else that they had that was old. And so now. They'll have the largest fleet of 737s in the world, and most of them will be MAXs.
So, lovely.
I really miss Continental.
Yeah, me too.
Yeah, Continental was a good airline. TWA was always my favorite of all time is TWA. Just great, great, great. Other food news, because today is National Ice Cream Sandwich Day, boys and girls. How about this? Celebrated every year on August 2nd. Visions of what we enjoy more in the summer probably than we do the rest of the year. The flat cookies that have chocolates and then you put vanilla ice cream between it. That's kind of cool. I don't know. What else can you do? Some people do oatmeal cookies, right? Do you make your own ice cream sandwich? A lot of people make their own chocolate chip cookies and put the ice cream between it.
There's a new store that opened up in the resort. Like, we live in a little, like, resort kind of area. And there's a new ice cream store. It's an ice cream sandwich shop. And it's the most elaborate ice cream sandwiches you've ever seen.
Really?
Like, all the different kinds of cookies and then toppings and different flavors of the ice cream. And they make it for you while you wait. I haven't had it yet, but apparently it's incredible.
Great. Coca-Cola is giving one of the most popular drinks they have a makeover. So if you like zero sugar, the recipe for the drink is changing. I think Coca-Cola is a horrible product. Just horrible. It's so bad for you. You remember the science experiment? Did you two do this when my side? The reason I know about it is because we were all told to bring in a bolt or a screw from home. So we brought it in. And we put it in, this was in chemistry class, put it into the bottle of Coca-Cola and see how long it lasts. Depending on how big it was, I put the biggest one I could get through the snout of the bottle, and in 3 days it was gone, eaten by the acid of the Coca-Cola.
I'm pretty sure my dad cleans his golf clubs with Coca-Cola.
Oh, yeah. It's a great cleaner. A lot of toilet bowls.
You're going to put that in your stomach?
I drink it. I love Coke.
Ah, great. Good for you.
Give me a nice fountain Coke. Fountain Coke.
Okay. 10 before the hour.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
$1,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, simulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
All right, 53 after the hour, movie moments time, where we can celebrate movies. Let's find out what happened to the box office. Let's see if Ms. Johansson is going to get her way with Disney. I hope she does. It's time for them to be put in their place, although they've got all the money. So, but she's not exactly poor. she's looking for a few million more. Maybe she should play basketball with a guy who's getting $235 million. For 5 years, maybe that would be a good move for her. At any rate, we're going to celebrate this past weekend's movie news. And because Chuck runs a couple of ice cream shops, we're also going to celebrate National Ice Cream Sandwich Day with him right after this. O'Reilly Auto Parts specializes in keeping your car on the road. Not sure how much life is left in your battery? O'Reilly Auto Parts can help you out. Their professional parts people will test your battery free. If it does need to be replaced, they'll help you find just the right one to fit your car. Superstar batteries are built to handle even the toughest conditions. Stop by your local O'Reilly Auto Parts store today, or you can visit them online at O'ReillyAuto.com.
Angie's List is now Angie. Summer is the perfect time to book your next home project. From lawn care to a new patio, Angie makes it simple to connect with pros who can get the job done right. See reviews, upfront pricing, and instantly book hundreds of projects. Plus, when you book and pay through Angie, we'll cover your project up to the full purchase price, plus limited damage protection with our happiness guarantee. Check out Angie.com, and for more on the happiness guarantee, go to Angie.com/happiness-guarantee.htm.
Big start to our visit with Chuck Curry. Hi, Chucker. Let's see, at 54 past the hour, what are we celebrating here with this movie music?
It's the theme to the Sixth Sense M. Night Shyamalan's movie, which starred Bruce Willis, premiered dubbed this day, August 2nd, 1999, went on to become what they call, back in the day, a sleeper hit, meaning people didn't really know what to expect. Word of mouth caught on like wildfire, had one of the great twist endings of all Time. People love that film. Haley Joel Osment.
That was a real. I agree with you. The end of it was something that nobody expected.
And it holds up. Here's what's interesting. M. Night Shyamalan, who was an unknown writer-director at the time, when that film came out and it made a ton of money, it was critically acclaimed, it was nominated for Oscars. That's one of the best performances by Bruce Willis. A lot of people said in the industry, here is the next Spielberg, the next Hitchcock. Now, he did Unbreakable after that, which I thought was a great movie. He did Signs after that, which was very good, although some of the silliness in his later career would start to seep in. And then, creatively, he fell apart. Lady in the Water, The Happening, so on. It just, like, he just got sillier and sillier. He redeemed himself with the movie Split a few years ago, but to me, lost all that goodwill, killing off all the main characters in the movie Glass. That was one of the biggest snubs to an audience I've ever seen in my life. He currently has the movie Old out right now, but his career in the annals of Hollywood is going to be talked about for decades to come. He's still got a lot of juice left, but it's one of the more interesting, on top to falling off a cliff, that I've ever seen.
All right, so what happened this weekend in terms of box office totals?
Okay, Jungle Book opened fairly well, $34 million. Now, that went theaters and day-to-day with Disney Streaming Plus, so they consider that a good opening. A movie called The Green Knight, which is a art house medieval film released by the independent studio A24, came in second, $6.8 million. M. Night Shyamalan's Old, $6.7 million. Black Widow, $6.4 million. And Matt Damon, new film Stillwater, did $5.1 million in business. Just getting back to Bruce Willis real quick, I was reading an article, and a lot of people want to know why he's gone the streaming route, why he basically churns out these streaming Walmart DVD movies on a monthly basis. Well, the article said he works with the same producer, they pay him $1 million for like 5 days' work, and he churns out 10 or 15 of these things a year. It's a very interesting career route. I think he tarnished his legacy by doing it, but he gets a decent paycheck for not much work.
Yeah, right. So there you go. All right, National Ice Cream Sandwich Day. You've got those ice cream shops there in Stroudsburg.
I do.
How about
I got one in Stroudsburg and one in East Stroudsburg, and I run a smoothie shop. And Phil came down yesterday. I showed him my empire. I rolled out the red carpet. It was an awesome experience, and I feel like me and Phil are like brothers now, Doug.
Wait a minute. Nobody rolled out the red carpet for me when I was there. What's the story?
Well, I don't feel I you still got a lot of warming up to me. So maybe
that's okay.
Only been 25 years.
No, 29 years.
29 years.
He's been on this program. Yeah, nice going. All right, Chucker, you're forgiven for another round.
Hey, everybody. If you've ever thought about heirloom beans as a storable survival food, I've got great news. In fact, I'll bet it's the best news you've heard in a while. Here's the thing. We've just received a fresh batch of gourmet heirloom beans, survival soup beans. These beans are gorgeous, highly nutritious, and above all, with no hesitation whatsoever, the best tasting beans in the entire world. The best part? We've dropped the price by 33% this week for listeners who know higher food prices are coming and want an inflation hedge you can actually eat if you want to. Gets even better. With your permission and with the high regard for your health and well-being, I also want to send you 2 pounds of what we think is the single most underrated superfood in the world, period. Go to soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com, and discover the real reason we're giving this unusual superfood away at soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com.